السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من تبعك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise to him and his highness. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the messenger of Allah who has told the message as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to tell. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul and to the souls of his wives, his descendants, his companions, and the souls of believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. There is a strong hadith I want to start with today about prophecies of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that are considered signs that they have to happen before the day of judgment. This is from the main books that we use for hadith: Al-Bukhari, Muslim, Sunan Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi. Very strong hadith. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقوم الساعة حتى يحصر الفرات عن جبل من ذهب يقتتل الناس عليه فيقتل من كل 199 فيقول كل رجل منهم لعلي أكون أنا أنجو. وفي رواية أخرى قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوشك الفرات أن يحصر عن كنز من ذهب فمن حضره فلا يأخذ منه شيئا. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is a great hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him. And it is considered a strong hadith supported and narrated by the two books of hadith al-Bukhari and Muslim, in addition to Sunan al-Tirmidhi and Sunan Abu Dawood. May Allah be pleased with all of them. This hadith is about a sign, one of the signs of the Day of Judgment, that they have to come and pass before the Day of Judgment happens. This is pertaining or concerning fighting that will happen, will take place around the area of the river Al-Furat in Arabic, Euphrates in English. I don't know if the fighting in that area today applies or not, but I liked really to share the hadith with you. The hadith says that Al-Furat, the river Euphrates, which is mainly in Syria and parts of Iraq, so north Eastern Syria, northwestern Iraq. That's where Al-Furat is. There will be a big fight about a mountain of gold there. And so many powers will be fighting. And there will be a lot of killing. And the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, advised us not to try to take the gold, believers. Stay away from the fight about it. When you think about what's happening today, we are talking about an estimate, 10 million people have been evicted from that area. Almost all world powers are fighting there. And we have not seen the killing in massive scales, but we have seen the eviction, forcing people out. We thought Palestine is the only case in which Muslims would be evicted. But I think Palestine is a very small case now compared to what's happening in northeastern Syria and northwestern Iraq. Are we going to see the conclusion of that? I don't know. This is a hadith, and I like to share it with you. But if it happens, we have the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: stay away from the gold. So I liked this to be my introduction to the topic I started last khutbah about al-yawm al-akhir, the last day, which started with a sa'ah, the hour, which was the exact time النفخ في الصور لأول مرة, the blowing of the trumpet for the first time, which was followed quickly by the big earthquake, الزلزلة الأولى, which kills everybody on earth. ولا يبقى إلا وجه الله سبحانه وتعالى, كما قال في سورة الرحمن, كل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. Everything on its surface will perish, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the face of Allah will stay shining. And from that shining of the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can conclude why is it the last day also? There is no night. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. Another verse. The earth will be shining with the light of the face of its Lord. That's another explanation why it is the last day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us it is the last day because there will be no night. He described it as aqim, barren, doesn't beget, doesn't give birth to a night. Another explanation could be ishraq wajh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be enough light that there will be no night. The second major event after As-Sa'a. So As-Sa'a was quickly, or the ushering of the first trumpet by Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam, followed by the earthquake, killing all living beings on earth. That's the first. Then, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, we don't know when the second will happen, but there is a second blowing of the trumpet. And a second earthquake also, quickly followed. In Surah Yasin, chapter 36 of the Holy Quran, verse 51, يقول الله عز وجل وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسُلُونَ. So when the second blowing of the trumpet happens, then people would come hastening to their Lord. And in Surah Az-Zumar, we are told directly about the second blowing of the trumpet. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. This is Surah Az-Zumar, verse 68. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the second blowing of the trumpet, they will come out looking at their Lord. And in Surah An-Naba, verse 18, يقول عز وجل يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا. When, after the blowing of the trumpet, you will come out أفواجا, waves of crowds of people. And there were several ahadith explaining that when you are resurrected, you are resurrected with people you were hanging out with in your life. So we'll be, inshallah, together at that day. And in Surah Taha, chapter 20, verse 102, يقول عز وجل يوم ينفخ في الصور ونحشر المجرمين يومئذ زرقا. At that day there was a huge crowdedness. You're talking about humanity, one generation after another, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows only when the qiyam would happen. So a lot of people. And he said the criminal ones who reject the faith, the tyrants, will be in crowded with each other, that they will be blue. And I touched on that in the past, but basically if there is little oxygen, that happens as a result of the crowdedness, wallahu a'lam. And in Surah Al-Mu'minun, this is chapter 23, verse 101, he says, عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. Whenever this happens, then you don't know people who are related to you. Nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. And nobody is asking about anybody else. Where is my wife? Where is my son? Where is my daughter? Where is my friend? Everybody is about himself and herself. The trumpet also in one ayah was described as naqur. In six ayat, in six verses, it was just as direct Arabic word sur, means trumpet in English, the closest translation. Also, it was described as ناقور. فإذا نقر في الناقور فذلك يومئذ يوم عسير على الكافرين غير يسير. This is Al-Muddathir, chapter 74, verses 8 to 10. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when the knocker, this is my translation, when the knocker knocks, it's like the trumpet in its blast, in its voice, it's like somebody is knocking. Then that day will be difficult on the non-believers. And in Surah Yasin, chapter 36, verse 53, يقول عز وجل, إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون. It would be just one blast of a voice. That's the voice of the sound of the trumpet. Will happen, and all of them will be brought to us, to him, عز وجل. So that is the first, that the trumpet, as-sur, and what happens. The second is the earthquake. And I said in my previous khutbah that it's the result of the trumpet. And the screaming, or when jets break the sound barrier, they shake, and windows even break. So a trumpet that would shake heavens and earth would cause an earthquake, for sure. We know about this from Surah An-Nazi'at. This is chapter 79, verses 1 to 9, but the verse 2 would clarify it. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةِ. The day of judgment happens when a rajifa happens. A rajifa, the earth is trembling, shaking. That's the first one. Al-radifa, al-radif means the equal one. That's the second one. In Surah Al-Zalzala, chapter 99, verses 1 and 2, يقول عز وجل, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها. When the quake happens in earth as a whole, the earth will give out what's heavy in it, the content of it, human life and other kinds of life. Third, al-qiyamah, the meaning of qiyamah. Qiyamah means in Arabic literally standing. Yaqum means to stand. So people are under earth. Qiyamah means they stand, they come out from under the surface. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, chapter 23, verse 16, يقول عز وجل, ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تُبْعَثُونَ. In the day of standing, you will be resurrected. Resurrection here means giving birth, giving life again. Re, always in English, means again. People come out with the same body, same bones, same tips of their fingers, with its fingerprints, as documented and stated in this great verse, or these great verses in Surah Al-Qiyamah. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ لَا أُقْسِمُ بِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه. صدق الله العظيم. In the day of standing, يوم القيامة, people think we may not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking, we may not be able to bring them to us. We will show them that they will come to us with the same bones and with the same fingerprints. And we have known this only in the 20th century, human beings, when you know about that you have a unique identity here, the tip of your finger. And it is documented in this verse, بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانا. We are capable to make his or her fingerprint again with his unique identity. How are we going to come out? This is verses 17 and 18 from Surah Nuh, chapter 71 from the Holy Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والله أنبتكم من الأرض نباتا ثم يعيدكم فيها ويخرجكم إخراجا. Allah wants سبحانه وتعالى give us an example. How will we come out? He said, just like the plant, the seed is under earth. Without water, it will be forever dormant. But when there is water, meaning the requirement, it will come out. And you will come out from earth just like plants. In Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4 of the Holy Quran, verse 87, يقول عز وجل, الله لا إله إلا هو ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه ومن أصدق من الله حديثا. الله سبحانه وتعالى proclaiming himself that there is no other deity except him, and he will bring you, gather you in the day of standing, and there is no doubt about that promise. Fourth, what happens also in this second event of the day, of the last day? Al-Ba'th. Al-Ba'th means coming to life again, giving life again. As, again using the example of plants, the plant is given its life again. It's a seed with water and soil and oxygen. It grows. It gives the fruits and it ends with seeds. The seeds are on the earth again. With the required requirements, it comes back again. That's al-ba'th. That's giving life again. We will be given life the same way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us examples. In another verse to make it close to our minds, this is Al-Hajj, verse 5, Hajj, chapter 22, the Holy Quran. يقول عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في ريب من البعث فإنا خلقناكم من تراب. Oh you people, talking about everybody, Muslim, Christian, Jew, atheist, people, we have created you out of earth soil. In all the elements of the earth are in us. We have iron, we have potassium, we have manganese. Every element on earth, it's on us. And in the same ayah, يقول عز وجل وترى الأرض هامدة فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت وأنبتت من كل زوج بهيج. And you are created from the earth soil, just like where the plants are. And to understand al-ba'th, the rebirth, the life again, just think about the plants coming out from the earth when it is given water, then it shakes and the plant goes up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told us about two categories of people who are certain about al-qiyamah, about al-ba'th, about as-sa'ah. Al-ulama wal-mu'minun. The scientists, the scholars, and the believers are certain that this will happen. The scientists or scholars are by logic, by reasoning, they reach to that. Al-mu'min, the believer, doesn't need even that. It's by heart. And it will happen. And he, Azza wa Jal, praise to him, tells us that in the Day of Judgment, these two categories will be telling other people, we have told you in your first life that this is certain. Al-Ba'th is certain. Life again is certain. We told you, but you didn't listen to us. And this is documented in verse 56 of Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30 of the Holy Quran. يقول عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال الذين أوتوا العلم والإيمان لقد لبثتم في كتاب الله إلى يوم البعث فهذا يوم البعث ولكنكم كنتم لا تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Those, the scholars, and those, the believers, they will be telling other people in that day, we have been telling you about this Ba'ath day, this rebirth day, this life again day, but you didn't know. A fifth happening or event in the second stage is al-khuruj. Khuruj means coming out. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing it in several characteristics, several adjectives for us. That's people coming out from earth, just like I explained about plants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it more. But he equates it, links it to the sound of the trumpet. This is Surah Qaf, chapter 50, verse 42 of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to him, says, يَوْمَ يَسْمَعُونَ الصَّيْحَةَ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ. When they hear the sound, the blasting sound of the trumpet, then that is the day of coming out. So they hear the blasting sound happens and earth shaken and they come out. And in Surah Nuh, verses 17 and 18, this is chapter 71 of the Holy Quran, praise to him, says, وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا ثم يعيدكم فيها ويخرجكم إخراجا. Allah here, he is linking the second creation to the first. Allah, praise to him, brought you like plants from earth. This is the creation of all life. وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي. Every living being is out of water. And water, and he said also teen. خلقنا الإنسان من طين من حماء مسنون. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from that earth you came out the first time. Then he brought you back there after death. And now he is bringing you out. This is a great verse. Sixth, An-Nushur. And nushur means spreading out on the surface of earth. And in Surah Fatir, this is chapter 35 of the Holy Quran, verse 9. يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والله الذي أرسل الرياح فتثير سحابا فسقناه إلى بلد ميت فأحيينا به الأرض بعد موتها كَذَلِكَ النُّشُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when he sends the clouds to a barren land, land that doesn't have grass or plants, then the clouds give water, give rain, fall to that, then the earth is alive, giving its plants, and spreading on the surface of earth. This is an-nushur. This is how you will be spreading, just like plants are spreading on the surface of earth after the earth was watered with rainfall. And finally, سابعا, تزويج النفوس بأبدانها, pairing souls with their body. We know death, the definition of death, meaning taking the self, the angels, peace be upon them, when they come, they take the self, which is called in English the soul, but in Arabic, in the Holy Quran, it's an-nafs. When they take an-nafs, an-nafs is part, بِعِلْمْنَا الْقَلِيلِ, our little knowledge about الروح. It's really the mind and what's in it, particularly decision making during your lifetime. It's taken by the angels. Humans can never transfer information from the human mind. We don't know that. This is God's area. And they keep the soul or the self with them in their supercomputer somewhere, God's computer, Azza wa Jalla. Now, we described al-khuruj and al-ba'th and al-nushur coming out. This is the body coming out. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala complete it all. And he says, okay, now we pair the souls with the body. And every self, every soul will go to its body, to its brain, where it is located. When that happens, then we are ready for hisab, for reckoning, which is the third stage of the last day. But this is documented in Surah At-Takwir, chapter 81, verse 7 of the Holy Quran. يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا النفوس زوجت. And with agreement from all scholars, نفوس زوجت, when the nafs or souls are paired or are married to their bodies that they were incubating or housed in during the life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who learn the lesson and make us among those who will enjoy the better place in the hereafter, inshallah. And ask Allah, He is very close, answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أنزل رحمتك وسلامك على جميع الأرض وخاصة على بلاد المسلمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حيا الصلاة حيا الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيموا واعتدلوا Straighten the lines and complete them. It's a sunnah. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
صلاة العشاء إن شاء الله على الساعة 9 شهر.